All right, so we need to set parameters on this before we get going with this.
By the way, glad to see they're cultivating pitching from the Black Bears of Maine.
Did they just draft somebody or something?
Yeah, you just had the update.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't listen to the update. I was
a left-handed pitcher from Maine.
All right, good to hear. Mm-hmm. So I assume this was over the weekend that you experienced this.
Yes, Saturday night.
And like I said, this is something that everybody goes through, but we have to set up some parameters because we do not want to put bad publicity out for restaurants. We love restaurants. We love going out to eat, and we appreciate that the restaurants are open again and that we can do this, right? So what we don't want people is to mention the restaurant name. What you can do, what we prefer is you can mention the cuisine that is served. And the reason is this. Stoney, you went somewhere over the weekend.
Yes.
And you had been told repeatedly by people, oh, this place is the best. In this case, I think it was pizza.
Pizza,
right?
It was really good. And so that's what I was told. Really good. And I am admitted, I'm a pizza snob. And I like the East Coast New York style, like Tomatoes is New Haven, Cipino's, Freddy the Pizza Man. I like Detroit style too.
But those are different than New York style pizza. The New Haven style
is a little different. It's more well done, but
it's
I like
more thin crust.
Right, I like thin crust. I like sly walking around, like going to Brooklyn Pizza Place in Birmingham, walking around Birmingham with a slice of pizza,
a big slice of pizza that you can fold and eat.
Yes, yeah. And I like Detroit style too. You know, Buddy's, I mean, Louis in Hazel Park is really good. So we went to this place, and I'm not going to say where it is, or I will say this though:
just the pizza place,
the pizza place. It's not down. I'm not down on the place. Great cocktails, great apps, great waiter, really good ambiance. Ordered a pizza. And you know, I got the make my own. So I went for, you know, the women who were with me, they like the margarita pizzas, you know, with all that garbage on it. Anyway.
So is margarita just basically basil and cheese?
And tomato. Yeah. And so anyway, so I got one with bacon and onion.
Okay.
All right. It was for a restaurant, a pizza restaurant, probably the worst pizza I've ever had.
Oh, my. Worst.
It was awful. At a restaurant. I've had, you know, bad slices sometimes in malls or things like that.
Right.
Or at the ballparks and things like that. But a sit-down restaurant that's known for their type of pizza, which is more of an artesian style mm-hmm. pizza, so to speak. And I know it's not my style per se. And I know I sound like Portnoy here. But it was not good. It was dry.
When you mentioned this to me before the show, I'm like, well, yes. Where was it from? And then you told me, and I'm like, you know what? I've had the same experience.
Wow.
And with me, it was before I went to that place for the first time, all I had heard about from people, oh, you got to go. It's so good. So good. And then you go there, and I had it, and I was like, this is what you think is good?
Yeah, because
I don't know if I call myself a snob, because I love all types of pizza.
So do I.
I love deep dish. I love Detroit style. I love the New York style, like the New Haven style, you know, the brick oven pizzas. I love it all. And I don't care what you put on your pizza. What you put on it is your own business. You want to put pineapple on it, I'm fine with that. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. If you like it, well,
I know.
So I don't, I'm not going to yell at people about it. But, and this isn't about pizza. This is just about a restaurant. Any restaurant. And we don't want the name of the restaurant.
Can they say the restaurant or no?
No.
Okay.
Have you gone to a place where you were told, oh, you got to have this, and it's a specific item, and were you the only one that ever thought, like, what are you kidding? You think this is good? This sucks. I remember watching some reel about 2 months ago, and I forget who the actor was. It was somebody who was famous. I think it was an actor. Somebody who was famous. And they said that years ago they were at lunch. They had a chance to have lunch with Donald Trump before he was president. And they go to sit down for the lunch, and Trump says, you got to have the clam chowder. It's the best clam chowder in the city. You'll love it. It's the best. And the guy's like, okay, sure, I'll get the clam chowder. I like clam chowder. And he has it, and he's thinking to himself, it's okay. Nothing great. Nothing special. Okay. And Trump kept saying, isn't it the best? Isn't it the best? And he didn't want to upset Trump, so he's like, yeah, sure, it's great. Yeah, it's fine. And meets up with him again A couple years later, same thing. Oh, I got to have the clam chowder. Oh, yeah, I remember you saying it's great. I'll trade. Guy tries it again. He's like, thinking to himself, it's not all that great. Trump says, oh, it's great. It's great. And then a third time, they do the same thing and has a clam chowder. And Trump says, do you like the clam? And he says, you know what? It's really good. This time he says, good. And then Trump says to him, and I'm paraphrasing here, he says, see, you can tell somebody something enough times and it'll make you believe it. Because he knew the guy didn't like it to begin with. But now because he's done it three times, and then the guy finally says, you know, it's pretty good. Now he's believing it, which is a whole other political type thing.
Whoa.
But it's the same thing. I look at this with a restaurant.
Right.
Enough people tell you something is good. Do you end up buying into that?
I remember when I first moved here, I was told to go to a particular Chinese restaurant. I don't think it's in business anymore, so I could say it. It was in Windsor, Wong's in Windsor.
Okay.
And I went over there with Bernie Smilovitz and his wife. And I said, what is this? It's not very good. Then I was told, oh, there's this place in West Bloomfield, Rickshaw. Great Chinese restaurant.
I remember the Rickshaw growing up.
What are they known for? Their Caesar salad. I said, what world am I living in?
Was it a good Caesar salad?
It was a decent Caesar salad, but what world am I living in that a Chinese...
I'm not expecting to get a Caesar salad.
That a Chinese place is known for their Caesar salad.
Well, I remember the rickshaw. I mean, I love the egg rolls of the rickshaw.
Yeah.
And the almond boneless chicken, if I'm not mistaken. It was delicious there back in the day of growing up in the mean streets.
I know.
But I've been to places before where people said, oh, you got to get this item. This is the best steak you'll have. I go, okay, well, I like steak. Sure, I'll try it out. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, so good. Is it? I'm looking around. Am I missing something? Maybe it's fine, but it's not like the best I've ever had.
You know, you always wonder that maybe it was a bad piece of meat in your case. Or maybe the guy who makes the pizza just messed up my pizza. That was a
pizza. Did he forget the sauce?
He might have. There wasn't very much. It wasn't saucy enough for me.
I remember I worked at... as a delivery boy when I was a teenager, one year I worked at Buscemi's. They were short-lived in the mean streets of West Bloomfield.
Right.
They were for like not even a year. And I went to deliver a pizza to my friend's house. I was all excited that they ordered it. I'm like, up me. And it made the pizza and it came out. And the key thing of Buscemi's, what you were supposed to do after every pizza, is then you, or while it's being made, is you raindrop the pizza with the sauce. You grab a spoon, not a ladle, but a spoon, and you kind of hold it to the side, and it raindrops over the pizza. So they get sauce on top of it as well, and then you bake in the oven, whatever. And I had forgotten that step. And I delivered the pizza to my friends and the family, and I was all excited to hear what they think. I'm like, what'd you think? I'm like, it was good. I'm like, you didn't think it was great? No, it was good. It was a little dry. I'm like, I forgot to raindrop it. Damn it!
Maybe that was it because it was dry. It was
Stoney, I got to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was it bad pizza or just overhyped?
I thought it was bad pizza.
Okay, so it was bad. Did you stop eating it?
I still had like.
Great question.
Well, I got the small, which was like 8 slices, you know, and that was going to be I think I ate 4 of the slices.
So you ate half of it.
Half of it, and usually if it's good, I might actually, you know, box it.
Boxing it? You left the box? That's
nope.
Key right there.
Nope.
That tells me you didn't like it at all.
Did not box it.
If you don't, you're not taking it home.
Nope.
Because leftover pizza, we all love leftover pizza.
Yeah.
Kang, has this ever happened to you? Where everybody's just hyping it up like crazy. Oh, you got to try it. It's so good. It's so good. It might just even be a cuisine. Like I know some people will never try sushi because they just, and then you get talked into it and then they have something and it's like nothing that they probably should have been introduced to in the first place. And then they hate it for life.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say exactly what it is, and it's not even a restaurant, but it's a certain ethnic food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be anything, right? Their signature dish, I was told by people of that ethnicity, this is the best meal you'll have, you know, this is the best dish, one of the best in the world, da da da, all stuff. I ate it for the first time, and I thought, it wasn't bad, but there's no need for me to ever want that again. You know what I mean? I never would ever ask for it again. Like, it was just that disappointing. It wasn't disgusting. It wasn't terrible. But to be your signature dish and what you, like, what you would advertise, you know what I mean?
Right,
this is world famous, right?
Yeah,
exactly. It's tremendously disappointed.
Mm.
So that kind of sucks.
That hurts.
Know? And then whenever I'm around this dish now, I have to just pretend that I'm just full.
Wow. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good over here.
Just, you know, I swallowed a big June bug earlier. So yeah. I'm just, you know, not really feeling it right now. But maybe later.
Yeah, you know, pick them up. You had a little little protein there. I got you.
Gator, a person who you also know, says he worked at the rickshaw for 6 years when he was in high school and then in college. Literally the best tableside Caesar salad you ever had. Thank you, Felly.
I think I went to high school with a girl whose parents owned the rickshaw, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he shouted out Dave Lum, the owner of the rickshaw.
Well, different person I was thinking of. Nonetheless. If it's got a great Caesar salad, it's not what you're expecting, though.
No.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number.
It's also a Chinese restaurant around the Midwest. They serve them with bread. It's like,
you get bread at the table?
Yeah. I was like, really?
I forget that.
Noodles. You know, fried noodles.
Well, yeah. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Stoney in for Doug. Gator's with you. Kang as well. We'll get to more of your texts and calls as we continue. Tigers, they drafted a kid yesterday that I got to believe that no matter how old you are, you're going to have an opinion on this. And I'm curious to see what people would say if they were put in the same position. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, if you need a new garage door or you're having any issues at all with your garage door, you got to call the only people in town that know what they're doing. This is Precision Garage Door Service. They're amazing. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. I tell you this because I've gone through it myself. Whether it was just simple repairs, they needed to come out to the house and had to change a battery out, that was a lot more complicated than something I could have done. Or if your garage door is running sluggish like mine was at that time, they came out with their experts, they diagnosed the problem, they fixed it right there in a spot because they got a truck that is just full of all the equipment that they need, and they can fix things right on the spot and get it done right the first time, which is awesome. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can check out their webpage and actually make an appointment online. This way you can schedule an appointment at a time that works for you at PrecisionDoorMI.com. Once again, it's PrecisionDoorMI.com.